Growing up, the Moraga family, Eddie, Linda, Eddie Jr., Elizabeth, and Gloria, had only one family destination, and it took us right through hell. Other families would head to the coast, escaping the heat at the beach, or they'd go to the mountains. There are dozens of lakes tucked away in the Sierra surrounding the San Joaquin Valley. There was just one place the Moraga family would vacation, and it wasn't Wally World. It was Blythe, California. Why Blythe, you may ask. Where's Blythe, you may ask. What is Blythe, you may ask. Blythe is where my Nana lived, my dad's mom. Moraga Summer Vacation, Trip Through Hell.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
I'm Gloria Moraga. This is Communications in the Digital Age. Please subscribe and share. We are in the midst of summer. It's a time Americans reserve for summer vacations. Vacation in my family went something like this. My dad got off work on Friday at 3 p.m. At 3:05, the five of us were in the car, no air conditioning, on the road, heading south on Highway 99. There were no stops except for gas, and the gas station had to be on the right side of the freeway. There was no turning left in my father's world. It took up too much time. We could use the facilities at the gas station, but only at the gas station. No stopping for restroom breaks. No exceptions. When the car needed gas, we were to use the restroom. No extra stops. We traveled from Fresno, where it was 105, 110 degrees in the summer, with no breeze or cool down in the evening. In Fresno, California, located in the heart of the San Joaquin Valley, once it turns hot, it stays hot all day, all night, until about October. Seeing Fresno in the rearview mirror was a relief. However, we were traveling to Blythe, California. In Blythe, it's 115 to 120 degrees in the summer, and it stayed that way all summer long. Sometimes you go to the movies and you see characters trudging through the desert. Then at night, it will be freezing. Not in Blythe. There were no cool evenings ever. Ever. Blythe is located near the California-Arizona border in the Colorado Desert section of the Sonoran Desert. If you're wondering, that's at the junction of Interstate 10 and US 95. It's east of Los Angeles, west of Phoenix, Arizona. Basically, it's nowhere. Let me explain the point I'm trying to make. There are only four major deserts in North America. Blythe is near two of them. I know what you're thinking. Oh, she's wrong. There are more than four deserts in North America. No, officially, I'm not wrong. Why am I not wrong? I read. According to the Bureau of Land Management, all kinds of places claim to be deserts. I don't know why. But someone, some official somewhere, wanted to control the desert wannabes. So these criteria were established. To be considered a desert, an area must receive less than 10 inches of rain and evaporate more than 10 inches of rain per year. There are four deserts in North America: the Great Basin Desert, the Mojave Desert, the Chihuahuan Desert, and the Sonoran Desert. The Sonoran Desert. The Sonoran Desert occurs primarily in Mexico. More than two-thirds of its total area is in Baja California and the state of Sonora. In the United States, most of the Sonoran Desert can be found in the southern third of Arizona and small areas of southeastern California. Blythe, California. The birthplace of my parents. And it's in America, baby. Eat that. That's why I am a second generation American and proud of it. Blythe was named after Thomas H. Blythe, a San Francisco financier who established primary water rights to the Colorado River in the region in 1877. On the way to Blythe each year, we passed through a small town called Hell. Hell, California. I am not kidding. I am not making this up. At one time, the population of Hell was 3. Hell was founded by Charles Carr in 1954. And although there are various explanations on the internet why Hell disappeared, according to my father, there was a flash flood and it washed the town away. I asked Dad, any sign of a man named Noah or an ark? He didn't answer. In my opinion, the only good thing about Blythe is that it's near the Colorado River. And even though I spent many hours swimming in the Colorado River, I didn't learn to swim in the river. I learned to swim in a canal. There were 2 agricultural irrigation canals near my nana's, the Big C and the Little C. But let's get it clear. They were canals. I was pushed into the Big C when I was 7. When you're 7 and you're pushed into a canal, you either learn how to swim or you drown. I swam. I loved it. I'm part fish. But I don't recommend it. As a young reporter in Fresno, I covered many canal drownings. And it's just a terrible way to die, and no child should ever swim in a canal. So back to the family vacation saga. My nana lived in a trailer. It was tiny and it was hot. She had a swamp cooler. Are you familiar with swamp coolers? You put them in the window and attach a yard hose to them, and it blows wet, hot air into the house or your trailer. Nana did not have an indoor toilet. She had an outdoor facility way, 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 way out back. There were spiders in that little outhouse. Spiders and Lord knows what else. You think Chevy Chase had some bad vacations? The Moragas could give the Griswolds a run for the money. At night, my nana would tell ghost stories. I believe she was the best storyteller who ever lived. And it wasn't the heat that kept me up nights. It was the fear of her horror stories. That is something else I love, a good ghost story. So for years, this was our option, every summer for 2 weeks. We would get to Blythe and my dad would disappear. My brother would disappear with his older cousins. I'm not sure where my sister went or my mom, but I was stuck with Nana and her cats. I love cats. I hate swamp coolers, outdoor toilets, and the desert. I will hate them until the day I die and into my next life. The only thing that saved me were the books I brought along. Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell, Streetcar Named Desire, Tennessee Williams, To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee, and an occasional trip in the back of my uncle's truck to the Colorado River. Blythe was our only vacation option when I was growing up. Eventually, my mom, sister, and I opted out. We stayed home. We were in Fresno for our summer vacation. It didn't stop my dad and brother from going to Blythe. As I was searching for information about Blythe for this podcast, I found some great photos, including some aerial shots of the famous Blythe Intaglios. It's spelled Intaglios, but it's pronounced Intaglios. These are prehistoric geoglyphics in the Mojave Desert, Wow. They are giant carvings of men and animals etched in rock. I mean, when I say giant, I mean men and the animals are giant. Who knew? I never heard of them or knew about them. I mean, I was in Blythe at my Nana's house with spiders in the outhouse. Okay, back to the entails. They're etched in the ground and etched in the rock in the ground. I'd never seen these. I now know where my dad disappeared to each summer. He was with the aliens, drinking beer and chasing women.
Had to be.
I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One-on-One Communications in the Digital Age. Please subscribe. As you head out for vacation this year, take some time. Read a great book. See a great film, or even a bad one. Pull over, see the sights on your car trip. Make left turns. See what's on the left. See what's on the left side of the road. Stay cool. Don't swim in canals. Read aloud and talk about it. See the film and talk about it. If you love playing tunes in the car, take some time to talk about why you love that song. Where were you when you first heard it? Become a champion. Name that tune player. Talk to each other. And visit the Blythe in Taos. Say hi to Dad for me. Communications in the Digital Age. I'm Gloria Moraga.